listening to the Cosmopolitan Hour.
Hey, I'm somebody from the room, see the room 100 times, and you're listening Cosmopolitan Hour, whatever you're listening to, listen well, okay? I'm Tommy Wiseau. Have a groovy time. Bye.
I think this is going to be the episode where we talk about art.
I think
among
it is.
Other things.
I mean, you know, we're so highbrow, it had to happen eventually, right?
That's true.
So, this is episode 73. We
70,
welcome you.
Yeah, 73.
Yeah. We welcome you to this episode of the Cosmopolitan Hour being recorded at our super secret subterranean location.
Yes. I do love the super secret subterranean location.
Me too. And especially on days like today when we got here, like, before the doors even opened and we got to be the first people in and sitting down and it's nice and quiet.
Yes.
Except for very exciting music.
Yeah. And we picked our favorite spot, which is the Lurker's Corner, where, you know, dark, shifty-looking, suspicious people hang out.
Like us.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
It's our spot. So, we have art on the brain. We've been feeling very highbrow lately because all week being 2 days, because this was a 3-day weekend,
Yay.
And today is Wednesday. Thanks for the genocide, Columbus.
Hooray! Or Canadian Thanksgiving.
Yes. Thanks for the genocide. What's Canada's version of Columbus? I guess Columbus didn't technically land in the United States.
Yeah, I think Canada's version is more just like the fur traders. Canada's development was largely facilitated by the Hudson's Bay Trading Company, which exists still. And they were a fur trading company that paid people lots of money to go ever further west
and kill things
for beaver skin hats.
Ah, excellent.
Not kidding.
Not quite as, hard a target as Columbus.
Right.
A bit more of an abstract concept.
Right. We also didn't have the whole, like, dinner with the Indians kind of myth.
Oh, I'm sure we didn't have it either.
Right. Touché. We are not taught about it
George
so much
Bush made it up. Ronald Reagan made it up.
Nixon made it up.
So yes, for the past 2 days we've been immersed in art. Because
yes, almost literally.
Yes, this weekend the 12th annual Prison Art Show was hung at our offices, at the law office where we work. And so there are literally hundreds of pieces of art that cover an incredible array of genres and mediums and skills.
And subject matters.
And subject matters. An interesting array of psychological profiles. It's been a bit distracting because, you know, every time I go to do something, I see a new painting I never noticed before and then start kind of wandering around looking at things and then forgetting what I was doing. But it's very exciting. It's very stimulating to be around it all day.
It is very exciting. October is always kind of an exciting month at this office. This will be your first October working here. Yes, we have the Prison Art Show, which is an annual event. I believe that this is the 10th or the 11th?
12th.
12th, okay.
I made the flyer.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. But then we also have the famous Pure 5 Halloween party, which takes place at the end of the month. And which is kind of similarly stimulating, though perhaps in a different way.
I'm looking forward to it, and maybe perhaps a little bit terrified.
No need to be terrified.
Oh, good.
It
There's
is a fun
no poetry?
Time. No poetry.
Yay.
Bad music.
Oh.
But everybody's so drunk and or
okay.
otherwise
excellent
occupied that it doesn't matter.
So what is your favorite piece of art so far? I think we should talk up the art show for people who can make it. It's in the San Francisco area from October 11th through November 14th.
Actually, October 14th through November 11th. So it's up now,
yes.
But the opening is on Friday, which is the 14th.
Oh, my mistake.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
yes.
I think technically people could come see it, but it's not quite all up yet, I think.
So yeah, just, you know, GTS, Prison Art Show.
Yes.
Whoa.
If you live in the Bay Area, we highly recommend that you come by.
Email us or something. We'll send you the flyer so you can visit it. And if you don't live nearby and you can't make it, we're going to give you a brief tour of our favorite pieces, of the most remarkable pieces, I think. So what is your favorite piece? Well, maybe this is too difficult a question to start with.
This is actually kind of a difficult question.
Okay, maybe I should rephrase this.
Okay, rephrase.
What was the first piece that really struck you when you entered the office for the first time after the art show had been hung this weekend?
Well, I definitely noticed one of the pieces that was hanging in the library, which is where I usually work, and that features a picture of the globe with a hole in it. Out of the hole is coming a giant spring, as if like a jackal or a jack-in-the-box.
Yeah.
With a woman with her nipples showing through her top, is like the jack-o'-lantern, and she's holding cupcakes and wearing clown makeup. I think she might have a single tear down one cheek.
Poignant.
Yeah. But it's very bizarre, and part of a series by the artist that is that
horrifying.
That
clown
just reveals.
Pictures.
I don't know, some kind of deep psychosis, I think.
Yeah. Those clown scars run deep.
Mm-hmm. Apparently.
Yeah. I'm very concerned for this gentleman and his history with clowns.
Yes.
And I hope he gets the help he needs.
Well, one of the things about this is that sometimes the inmates who send us art will send their contact information.
Yeah, that's really
so
cool.
So you can write to them and say, hey, I saw your piece of art, and
I like that.
You know,
that's
talk to me about it, which is really cool. And I keep forgetting to check and see if that person included their information, but if they did, I think I might write them a letter because I am that curious about
what's up with the clowns.
Yeah. But it's very compelling, you know. I've been looking at those pictures for a couple of days now, and I'm still just, they're very interesting.
Yes.
So,
indeed.
Good work, artist.
easily the part of the show that perhaps it's probably not the first thing to catch my mind because it's way off in the corner, but it appealed to me because it's way off in the corner,
right?
And it's very forbidden.
And, I think I know of what you speak.
Oh yes. It's two different artists. One of the artists has some really cutesy kind of things, and maybe I'll talk about her later, perhaps. But
yes, we should talk about
the piece that really jumped out at me the first time I took kind of a cursory stroll through the art show was a pencil drawing. It was, you know, the artist was extremely talented. I don't really recall what's going on in the picture because I'm always just struck by the enormous silicone bazooms and the really unnatural looking labia that are kind of poking out from underneath the landing strip.
Right.
And as you pointed out today, it looks like an octopus's beak.
That's exactly what it looks like, right?
Yeah,
Did you and look up octopus beaks after that?
Because no, I've seen octopus. Right. I've seen octopi beaks.
Right.
Not in person, but, you know, I'm familiar with the concept. And you're right. That's what they look like.
Right.
It was disturbing.
Yeah. But kind of like, maybe she's a hybrid.
Ooh. Yeah. It's like a science fiction drawing. She's like a robo-octopus lady.
Yeah. Like, she just has... And it's sort of like vagina dentata.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like octopus beak instead of teeth.
Totally. Yeah. So. And then she shoots squid all over you. Or squidding.
She shoots squid all over you. That would be good, too.
That, yeah. Like, if she had tentacles. Anyway, yeah. So, but that alone is quite scandalous. And I think it's tucked in along the back hallway.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's at the topmost corner, all the way in the back.
Yeah.
And it's, like, right next to the emergency exit. So it's, like, the most... For this possibly removed picture you could possibly imagine.
Yes. Which I kind of understand. I mean, I guess there are children.
Yes. There are indeed children.
Yes. As one of our coworkers was saying, apparently the raunch level has been toned down.
Oh.
Partly because in past there have been entire rooms of stuff that have been raunchy that they've had to kind of keep it out of the main area because, you know, people would have their kids and they'd be looking around at the stuff. And sometimes, you know, like, you'll see throughout the month people will come into the office and oftentimes it will be, like, family members of some of the inmates there.
Right.
So they'll bring, you know, like, their children and stuff.
Right.
And so sometimes the, like, you know, crazy labia pictures kind of need to go somewhere else.
Look at Uncle Richard's portrait of that lady's labia.
Right. Yeah. See how realistic those sweat drops are on the...
like, on the butt cheek.
Right. Exactly.
So, aside from the obvious, what other pieces are the most scandalous that you think of?
The most scandalous?
Not scandalous, but sexy, maybe.
Well, I think that the overweight tiger is pretty sexy.
That is one chubby tiger.
This piece is you know, it's well done.
It's very well done. It almost looks like a velvet painting.
Yeah,
it's not, but I wish it was.
Yeah, I think that's what it's supposed to look like. I think it's supposed to look like a velvet painting. It's, you know, like a fairly large, like, portrait of, like, a tiger kind of in repose. Mm-hmm. And it's obviously, the artist obviously is skilled.
Mm-hmm.
However, I don't know if the artist has a thing for chubby tigers or, you know, or maybe just, you know, like, being in prison, you're not allowed, you might not have the resources to go back and correct your mistakes or whatever.
You might not have access to, like, a National Geographic.
Right. But this tiger is part of the obesity epidemic currently allegedly sweeping our great
American tiger
nation. Well, he is pretty fat.
Wow. Judgment.
I don't know. Do you see a lot of... Where do tigers normally come from?
Africa. Racist. No, I think there are Asian tigers.
Okay.
And African tigers.
That would maybe be like...
just Asian tigers. Yeah. I could be thinking about elephants here.
There are...
Clearly biology is not my strong suit.
I used to be really good at biology, but... clearly not anymore. Anyways.
Yes, that is one plump tiger.
He is a very fat tiger. And, like... and it's not just kind of like his body. It's like... he has, like, you know, one of his arms... and, like, paws kind of extended out in front. And it's, like, super, super, like, fat. And his, like, little toes look like sausages. It's great. I love it.
It's, like, $600.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty expensive.
It's worth every penny.
I think it probably is. I mean, most of the funds, we should mention, for the artwork sold goes to the commissary funds of the inmates.
Yes.
Which basically... commissaries allow them to buy, you know, extra kind of food items, things like stamps and art supplies, and, you know, I think the items kind of differ depending on where exactly they are, but it really helps them improve their quality of life and keep in touch with their families and all that kind of stuff. So it's really good to...
it's a good thing.
Yes. But, I can't quite afford that tiger. If I could... I would totally buy it.
Oh, yeah.
So someone with more means than I should come down.
Should buy the fat tiger.
And buy that fat tiger. I'm going to take a picture of it.
Let Jordan come and view it.
Yeah. I feel like I'd like to give him a name.
Ooh, we should.
But I can't think of one yet that's good enough.
You could send us your suggestions.
Mm. Name the fat tiger.
Name the fat tiger. Yeah, we can post a photo of him on the website. Yeah. And, like, have a naming contest.
We should do that.
We should double check the back of the painting to make sure he doesn't already have a name.
That's true, we should. If he already has a name, I'd be very interested to see what it is.
Maybe I could take a peek, but I won't tell you until we have an alternate name.
And
a better name.
Okay, that
kind of... yeah, and then you can vote.
Yeah.
We'll do, like, a blind test, and then you can pick which one is better, and I bet it'll be ours.
See who knows the fat tiger best.
Yes.
Not the person who spent, like... 70 hours of, like, you know, in,
right,
like, 15-minute increments painting him.
Yes. Or 70 hours in 15-minute increments staring into that fat tiger's eyes and its very soul, like you will.
That's true.
The sexiest thing I've seen is probably the And I skipped over this the first time I went through the show. I didn't notice it. So it's kind of like one of those hidden nuggets you discover, and you're like, ooh, I didn't see this one.
Mm-hmm.
It's Buster and Babs Bunny from Tiny Toons.
Oh, dear, I actually have not seen this one, so.
And she's got big old boobs, mm-hmm. big round ones, and, you know, of course, her nipples are poking out because it's very cold where they are.
Right.
And she's holding a carrot suggestively right in front of Buster's crotch.
Awesome.
Yeah. And it's, like, right at eye level for, like, a three-year-old. So it's really, it's perfectly placed.
That is perfect.
Yeah.
Man.
That one's only $25. I might splurge.
Yeah, there's a... there are some good smaller pieces that mm-hmm. I'm considering buying. Art. We're on it. Why don't we discuss the serial killer who makes greeting cards?
Oh, yes. We did not touch on her yet. We were going to come back to her. That's right. Yes.
I'm sorry, I'm so making you do all the discussing because I'm eating fries.
Her name is Dana, and she makes these really cute little greeting cards. They're, like, hand-painted.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one that's like a skeleton hand holding a heart that says, make no bones about it,
mm-hmm.
my heart belongs to you, or something like that. It's really cute. And like her artist bio is really cute too. She's got a portrait of her, like a little glam studio portrait.
Yep.
And she's like really enthusiastic. And then she writes that, like, I'm a convicted serial killer, which is really rare because most serial killers are men.
Yes.
Most murderers are not serial killers.
Mm-hmm.
Although, you know, maybe she was saying she was a serial killer when she wasn't technically one. I don't know. What is a serial killer? Is it more than three? Or more than three separate occurrences?
I'm not entirely sure.
Because there has to be a distinction between serial killing, which is spread out, and mass killing.
Right,
mass
I mean,
murder.
You know, I don't think that the law really makes a distinction?
No, I think there is a distinction. It's like you have to kill at least like five people or something like that.
Huh. I wasn't aware that there's a separate fence for serial.
I could be getting this from television.
Okay. I feel like it's more like serial killers, when they get charged, they just get charged with many counts of murder.
Right.
So like the serial killer thing is more like a...
Oh, it's a media designation.
Right.
Okay, got it. So maybe there is an official number.
Right. But I'm not sure. I would have to look into it. I could look into it.
Yes. But it's just not that important.
I would like to look up this woman's name and see if there are any articles that come
you
up.
You know, I already did.
And
there's nothing. Absolutely
Whoa.
Nothing.
Man.
So I think she might be docking herself up a little bit. I'm just saying. But, I mean, at any rate, her cards are super cute.
Yes.
And
but
then the best card, and I saw this after I read her bio, where she's like, I'm a convicted serial killer. And she, you know, I mean, to be fair, she says, like, but that's not who I am. And I was
right.
like, that's right. That's a really good point. But then she calls her cards, like her little card company, serial cards. Which is
pretty funny.
Kind of funny, but also kind of a reference to, you know, what she kind of wants to disassociate herself from, or at least it seems that way.
I think it's kind of appropriate because, you know, she, her art is like very, you know, kind of like, I mean, she makes greeting cards, so it's
yeah.
like light and it's kind of funny, like the
uh-huh.
the text inside them is funny, and but then at the same time, a bunch of them are really like weird or kind of dark, like the one
uh-huh.
with like a raven carrying two bloody eyeballs that
yes.
says, I only have eyes for you.
That is my favorite.
It's my favorite. I'm seriously considering buying that for
we
my
husband.
We
might get into a bidding war.
That's true.
Well, I could write her.
Mm-hmm.
I could send her one of our sassy glam shots that we're gonna get.
Man, I...
And be like, hey, can you make another one of those crow cards? Eating the eyeballs?
Well, I mean, maybe
can
I could...
Can you make me a set of four? Because that shit was off the chain.
I could contact her, maybe, and see if she would do a custom card for Mike for, like, our anniversary
that
or something.
That would be awesome.
Because I feel like he would really appreciate her particular style.
Yes.
Yeah. But she did another very sassy card that is a picture of a cactus.
Oh, yeah.
That is actually a cock and balls.
Yes.
Like, full up. Full
yeah.
on, like, not Not making any secret of it.
No subtlety.
Yeah.
And on the inside it says, you're such a prick.
That's right, it does. I was just trying to remember what it said on the inside.
Which is, it's funny, but why would you send somebody a card that said that? Like, is that the occasion that you send a card?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it could be like it's funny, like tongue-in-cheek, like, ha ha ha.
Yeah. I guess I'm thinking too pragmatically. Like, I would like to actually give somebody a you're a prick card.
Right. Is that the real image that you want to be on, the you are a prick card that you're going to send somebody?
Oh, a cactus?
Right. Would you want something more scathing? You're like, that's kind of like a visual pun, right?
That's true.
So if you're going to send a you're a prick card, maybe you want something that was like meaner?
Maybe it could be like a passive aggressive thing. Like it's something you get to somebody that you like have to hang out with, like.
But you don't really like them very much?
Yeah, like your sister's really annoying boyfriend who you really hate.
Right.
Or like, you know, like your boss who's really sexist or whatever. And then you can like get him that card and be like, ha, it's a joke, get it? You prick. Yeah, I like it.
There you go. So clearly,
that's the use for it.
Right.
There you go.
Clearly, cereal cards has a future.
I think so.
Yes.
So
so that's our highbrow discussion about art.
Indeed. Cue classical music. So I've recently moved, mm-hmm. as I mentioned last week.
Yes.
And I have moved to Berkeley.
Hello.
I know.
I'm kidding. It's just funny because you were the person that had the strongest feelings about Berkeley
yes.
that I've ever met, and then now you're living there.
It's not Berkeley that I have strong feelings about.
Oh, I
know. It's the people that live there.
Right.
But now, of course, I am one of them. But I had this realization. I mean, I was just so relieved that I found a place and was, like, moved.
Mm-hmm.
And I had this, like, realization the day after I moved, like, oh, my God, I'm living in Berkeley.
You're a Berkeleyite.
I know. That's so terrible. But,
Take it back. Take back Berkeley.
I know. So, I don't know. It's hard to describe how... You're someone who's come from outside the Bay Area and observed Berkeley recently and, you know, in fairly concentrated doses. So how would you describe Berkeley to somebody who's unfamiliar with it?
Well, every town has that group of annoying, kind of progressive, sort of nouveau hippies.
NIMBYs.
You know? NIMBY's kind of a different concept than what I'm getting at. But, you know, no matter how small and hicky your town, you have at least a couple people that are like, you know, they say that they're really into like environmentalism, but they drive.
Right.
And like, because, you know, they're not going to give up like the convenience of driving. Like, that's just whatever. But, and then they'll say that they're really into like, you know, like, they'll go to anti-war protests, but they won't, like, divest their stock portfolios of, like, Halliburton because they're making a killing. The kind of people who are sort of all talk, no real action, but enough action that it's annoying.
Right.
You know, it's like they do the annoying things that don't really make much of a difference, but they don't do the big things that might actually...
Like, go vegan.
Like, go vegan or, like, you know, like... change their spending habits or their
right.
stock portfolios or
mm-hmm.
whatever. So I think these people exist everywhere and they're just kind of annoying.
Uh-huh.
Whether you know, agree with them and think that they're not being consistent in the way that they're going about getting what they say they want, or whether you think that they're a bunch of like pinko commie bag people.
Birkenstock wearing.
Right. But Berkeley's kind of like if a big, big, big group of these people got together and had their own town.
Yeah.
Right. And so, like, there's some cool people in Berkeley. And there's some really cool stuff in Berkeley.
Yeah.
And I don't dislike Berkeley. But I think
we have some really great city programs.
But you really have to take Berkeley with a grain of salt.
You really do.
Because if you don't, you'll shoot yourself in the fucking head. So that's pretty much my take on Berkeley.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. There's a very special style of parenting known as Berkeley parenting, which is like no criticism, no discipline. My indigo
no vaccinations.
Child, yeah, my indigo child is a genius.
My indigo child is a genius too, but...
You don't hear me bragging about it,
yeah.
Jesus. So yeah,
I keep him locked in the basement.
My so I've officially been a Berkeleyite for like, you know, a week and a half now.
Mm-hmm.
And in just the past week I've done two incredibly, it's like I'm a different person. I am going to sell my car. I'm joining a car share program.
You're going to be eating Happy Meat next week.
No, no.
I know.
And then I give you permission to shoot me if I do that.
Okay.
And I'll sign a contract so it's legal.
You can't consent to your own death, but fair enough. I appreciate the gesture.
It'll be a great court case. That'll be my dying gift to you.
It actually won't be a very good court case. It's pretty settled law, but still. I do appreciate the gesture.
You're ruining this.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry that my cold, hard facts.
So yeah, I joined a car sharing program. And last week, I also joined a local credit union.
Yay!
And I haven't... I'm still not there yet. I haven't sold my car yet. And I haven't closed my Wells Fargo bank account yet. But I will be doing both in short order. So,
okay. Congratulations.
Yes, I am another self-congratulatory green Berkeley hippie
right.
in sandals with a doob.
Way to go.
And a beret.
Way to go.
Who doesn't have a leash on her dog.
Well, why would you? The dog must run free.
Yes. There's no way that it could get hurt by another aggressive dog
right.
or terrify the living shit out of somebody who has traumatic memories of dogs.
Or run into the street or
yes.
someone's house.
Or kill an endangered species.
Eat a cat.
Yes.
I could see Molly eating a cat.
I could see her eating a cat if it was like a python. Like where she just unhinges her jaw
right.
and slowly kind of lies there and swallows it over the course of an hour. That's totally how Molly would eat everything if she could.
That's
I know
true.
It.
That's
I
true.
Know it.
I believe you. Darn it, I just totally forgot what I was going to say.
Well, you've been with a credit union for quite a while.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I was basically going to say, So now that you've come over and joined us on the enlightened side of things, it's been really boggling my mind. Like especially with you know the Occupy Wall Street protests
uh-huh.
that have been going on, with which I wholeheartedly agree. By the way, if you don't, I don't know what to say to you. but it's been really on my mind lately. I do not understand. Why people are still banking with Bank of America is
uh-huh.
the biggest one, but also you know like Wells Fargo and Chase and
right.
all those places. I started a poll on the PBK because I was just curious to see like what percentage of people
yeah.
are with like credit unions versus like small banks versus big banks, and I was pleasantly surprised to see that actually most people who responded were credit union members, which
yeah.
I wholeheartedly endorse. And then I think there were about equal numbers of like small bank and big bank customers. But I mean, the reasons that people had for staying with the big banks are kind of insane.
Yeah.
Like they're saying things like, oh, well, it's just too hard to move my account. I'm like, no, virtually every credit union that is out there right now will move your account for you. All you need to do is like sign a piece of paper that says,
huh.
please move all my shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, like if you don't have very complicated accounts, then it, like, you know, it probably isn't worth it. I think they charge a small fee. But, you know, like they'll move like your money market stuff and your investments and like all that stuff. They will move that for you.
Nice.
Most of them will, I think. And I'm just like, so basically everybody needs to have some kind of bank account or credit union account.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like it's just not really possible to exist without one. Even if you don't use it for all of your money and you keep most of your gold buried 6 feet underground in a vault or something.
Only a fool would keep his gold there.
Well, that's true.
Unless it was false gold.
Right. Of course. But, I mean, given that you're going to have to use this service, you kind of have two options. You have these giant companies that operate for profit. And a large portion of their profit, it is common knowledge, comes from things like user fees. So,
and government subsidies.
Right. Yes. Well, now it comes from government subsidies. But I mean, a large portion of, you know, big bank money comes from things like overdraft fees, which are disproportionately charged to the people who can least afford to pay them. And these same banks have been, you know, not just accused, but have been found to have been scamming their own customers and, like, doing things like reordering their charges so that they can extract the most overdraft fees from them.
Fuckers.
Yeah, and I was a victim of that. That's what happened to me when I closed my Bank of America account, is I overdrafted by $5. And I misunderstood the... when I got the account, I signed up for the overdraft protection thing, which basically says, you know, if you accidentally overdraft your checking, then we'll just take the money out of your savings.
Right.
So at the time, I had, you know, I think I had something like, I was very broke, but I had something like $80 in my savings, and I had something like $15 in my checking, and I spent like $20 in checking, and I was like, oh, well, I have the money in savings, so it'll just get sucked out of my savings.
Yeah.
Little did I know that you need to have a minimum balance in your savings account for this to happen, something that they don't make very well known when you sign up for the program. So anyways, I spent this and then found 2 days later that I had been charged $150 in overdraft fees. Given that I had $80 in my savings account and $15 in my checking account, this was a really big deal for me. It was a lot of money. And I felt really ashamed. Like, I felt like a tremendous amount of just, like, total just shame. And I went and I looked at my statement online, and it had all these charges, and it charged me a different overdraft fee for each charge, like for five charges.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked and I was kind of like, huh, it's weird. Like, I think, you know, I remember making the charge that overdrafted because I remember thinking, oh, this will get sucked out of my savings account.
Yeah.
And I didn't make anything after that. But it has here that one was the first one of these five.
Yeah.
And like they were all reasonably close together in time. And it turns out that they just reordered my charges so that they could hit me for more.
Fuckers.
Like they reordered the way that it processed with Bank of America. And it turns out that they did that to, like, I think millions of people. I don't know the exact figure, but they did it to millions of people. And now, actually, I keep getting notices about a class action suit because the government, in response to that kind of stuff, actually passed legislation prohibiting that kind of activity. But, I mean, so, like, this is... And this stuff is pretty common knowledge, you know? Like, when the government has to specifically pass laws being like, okay, so don't rip off your customers in this way.
Yeah.
I mean, it just really makes me wonder how much people are going to be willing to put up with.
Yeah.
You know? And then when you have an alternative, like credit unions that are not for profit, where, like, you know, I don't get interest, I get a dividend back into my account, you know, once a month, and that is, like, that's my share of the profits, essentially,
that
the credit union makes. And I mean, you know, it's about the same as, like, a normal interest payment.
Right.
It's never more than about 50 cents on my small balances that I tend to run, but...
That's more than I make in interest.
Right, okay.
For my checking account. I make about 13 cents a month.
All right.
My checking account.
I mean, it depends on the amount that you have and everything. But I don't know. I mean, is the convenience of like having an ATM every three blocks really worth that much to people? It kind of floors me.
So yeah, it can be tough to like wake up from a rhythm or from a rut. And I don't know, like I kind of hate to think like if I hadn't moved, like would I have done these things?
Right.
Because, you know, it was just I got swept up in all the new changes I was mm-hmm. making in my life, so.
Right.
I mean, I probably wouldn't have sold the car because it was more useful when I was living where I was.
Right.
But
right.
Now, not so much.
Right. I mean, it's I guess there's a lot of people who are making searches to credit unions right now because Bank of America and I think other big banks are introducing the fees to use your debit card. So for the privilege of accessing your money that you keep with them so that they may use it.
Yeah, they can lend it to people that you have no idea about.
Right, and so they can, you know, speculate with it and lose tons of money and give out bad mortgages and whatever.
Buy cocaine for their Christmas party.
Yeah. So for that, you are now ready to be charged, I think, $5 a month or something for debit card use?
It's a privilege.
I mean, it is. Like, you're paying for convenience, and I do understand that, but given that there is a... I mean, I just don't understand how...
No, I was being sarcastic.
No, I know. But, I mean, it is a privilege.
For sure.
It's like you don't have a right to convenient access of your money from your financial institution. Your financial
institution... It's your fucking money.
Well, but you don't have, like, a right to it. You know,
sure.
if you sign up to a private, like, business's service, then they do have the right to determine what they, like, their terms. And if you agree to them, then... you agree to them, and if you don't, then you go join a credit union, I guess, but, like, I mean, the banks just seem to be such an amazing example of the free market, like, just not working at all.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the fact that there are any customers of the big banks just seems to me like capitalism has failed.
Yeah.
You know? Like, the strong are not surviving, the bullshit is surviving, and that's, like,
true.
You know? If the free market were determining things, like, according to, like, real merit, credit unions would be overrunning the entire landscape, and Bank of America would be no more. So I don't understand. I don't know. If any of our listeners know more than I do about this kind of stuff, then feel free to let us know, but I'm mystified. Like, and every time the big banks do something else shitty, I'm always just kind of like, okay, so who the fuck is dumb enough to bank with a big bank now?
Uh-huh.
And, like, you know, the answer is, like, at least 50% of the people that I know.
Wow.
So, and I know a pretty progressive, like, group of people. Of, if I was a more average person, especially if I were living probably somewhere in, like, the Midwest or somewhere less progressive and probably less saturated with credit unions than where I live, I bet the answer would be a much higher percentage, so I don't know. It's weird.
Indeed. Now that, from this, another thing people have been bitching about, but I think is completely unwarranted.
Yes.
And I want to rant about this because I want people to shut the fuck up about it.
Uh-huh.
Netflix. Shut the fuck up about Netflix. Shut the fuck up.
But that's capitalism working.
I mean, it's just like, oh my god, they're raising rates! Oh my god, this is good service! Oh my god, they're back together! It's like more drama than eighth grade, you know? It's like, I mean, when I got the thing, I mean, I had the plan where I get two DVDs at a time, an unlimited number per month, and online streaming. And I think my price went from like $15 to $20.
Right.
I mean, granted, that's 25%, but $20 a month for, you know, something that's pretty fucking sweet. You know, like, I take, you know, I kind of take stock once in a while because, you know, when I was growing up, like, I'm really into movies. And for me, like, the video store was a refuge. You know, it was like, it's what I did on the weekend. I would, like, watch some crazy new exciting movie. I loved films growing up. And so the concept of having films brought to my front door and having a range that's like so much wider than any video store could have. I mean, I still have great love for local video stores, and I'm really sad that the one by my old house went out of business because it was part of Hollywood Video, and although it was the most profitable store in the Hollywood chain, it still got closed down when they went bankrupt. They had great like indie and foreign selections. They had like all these little themed sections that were so great. But yeah, I mean, the concept of having movies delivered to my door that I can just mail out, like, I can be such a fucking lazy bastard, I don't even have to leave my house to get this amazing cinema. And then, like, a few years ago when they introduced online streaming, it's like, Jesus Christ, I can watch anything I want at any given time. And it's like, you know, it's not the variety of cable TV, but for $20 a month, that's, you know, that's pretty much as much entertainment as you can handle.
Right.
So when people were like bitching about it that much, and then, you know, then that earthquake happened in India, or
right.
Was it an earthquake? Yeah, it was an earthquake in India, and there was more terror attacks, and then there was an earthquake in India, and like, you know, all this shit's happening across the world, and I'm like, let's get our priorities straight.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of a good example. Like, people freaked out about Netflix, which is, you know, $5 a month increase in price.
Yeah.
For something that is even at a $5 per month increase price, it's pretty good value.
Yeah, it's a very good value.
And people were very willing to, like, exercise their, you know, their consumer muscle and to be like...
Yeah.
And, you know, they're really willing to, like, speak up. I think a lot of people wrote to Netflix and contacted Netflix.
Yeah.
Which, you know, like, I mean, it's kind of whiny. And the thing that they were doing was... Or, like, the thing they were protesting was pretty bullshit. But at the same time, at the very, like, you know, they were mobilized. They did what they were supposed to do as good little consumers. And they contacted the company and they said, this is what we want. And the company, you know, at least partly sort of complied.
Furiously backpedaled several times.
I mean, and to be fair, like, I think the whole splitting up thing, it was stupid. It was just
a
bad business plan.
It was,
I don't, like, you know, it was just confusing, and everyone was like, why the fuck are you doing it? But, I mean, in the end,
it didn't warrant the betrayal everyone felt, allegedly.
Yeah, the way that people reacted was kind of crazy. But then, that makes me wonder even more, like, how come people are so willing to get so upset about Netflix, and they're not willing to get upset about, like, the big banks stealing from them?
Yeah.
You know, it's not like they're raising their rates. I mean, Netflix has never stolen from anybody, as far as I know. Mm-hmm. I mean, and there certainly are not, like, class action lawsuits against Netflix for, like, basically defrauding their customers out of millions of dollars. Literally.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, what the fuck does it take? Do we just need to, like, rebrand the American government and, like, the big financial institutions? And do we need to just...
That's a good idea. We should, put warning labels, like cigarettes, on banks.
Well, but not even that. Like, do we need to just, like, frame all of this current complete fucking crazy malfeasance as... Like, I mean, how can we make it more like Netflix splitting into Quickster or whatever? Like, you know, how can we make the real problem seem more like the bullshit problem?
Make it about luxury?
Is that, I mean,
fun.
Like, I guess that's probably partly it. I mean, I'm guessing, like, when I think about it, I think that it's probably also partly that people feel like they can actually have an impact, maybe, with these.
Right.
Like, these are smaller problems, so they feel like they have a bigger degree of control than, like, with a bigger problem where they feel like they don't.
I think, to a certain degree, I mean, maybe on a really deep psychological level, it's also about this. And I think it's probably a very American mindset. I'm sure it exists in other countries, but it's very American in that, you know, a lot of people, instead of being angry at those with all the money and all the power, aspire to be more like them. And therefore, you know, reserve their anger because, you know, instead of being angry, they're sucking up and they're taking notes and they're aspiring.
Americans are fucked, dude.
Yeah.
Should we take a break and get another beer?
Let's do that.
Okay.
That's a great idea.
Let's do it.
Bam.
So I was actually surprised after our last episode and my like crazy ranting that we didn't get a bunch of like hate mail. So I was kind of half expecting people to be like, what the fuck?
I think a lot of people don't know that they can get it the podcast directly from iTunes because I only put it up on the blog today.
Oh, I see. Either that or people have been so alienated by my like feminist self-hating that that they're
people are like, put up the episode, where is it? I'm like, it's on iTunes. Sorry.
Oh, really?
Sometimes
I'm
kind of lazy about the blog sometimes, but you know.
Yeah. Well, I know that I have
just
not
subscribed to us. You'll get the latest.
Yeah. Do go on iTunes and subscribe. It's easier. I know.
Yeah,
like
way easier.
And it's apparently easier for us.
Yes.
But also now, especially with like Facebook changing everything around, like I know I haven't been reliably getting like updates on the Cosmopolitan Hour Facebook page.
Yeah.
Because I mean, I don't get reliable updates on my own stuff anymore.
Another first world problem, by the way.
Yeah, major first world problem.
Seriously, people get over it.
Yeah. I mean, Facebook is like the way. I guess it's the same thing as Netflix. The Facebook changes are incredibly annoying. Facebook is, you know I use it as a way to keep in touch with people and keep track of, like, you know, events that are coming up and, you know, and it's kind of a good way. A lot of my friends are interesting people, so they share interesting news articles or links to things, or they're, you know, like, invite me to events that are interesting. And Facebook is a very useful platform for that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But it's still, I mean, it's a total luxury thing. Like, people who are bitching and moaning as if their life is over because Facebook is all of a sudden annoying. Just, I don't know.
Yeah, get your priorities in order.
Right, just migrate to Google Plus already.
Or you could, you know, spend your free time signing up or researching the local credit union where you live.
Right, that's right. What would be the credit union equivalent of Facebook? If Facebook is Bank of America.
Ooh.
I don't know. I don't think there is one.
I don't know. Yeah,
Craigslist?
Sorry.
Like,
actual face-to-face conversation. Bam. Booyah.
That's a little too progressive for me.
Yeah. Yeah, now we're just talking about, like, everybody sleeping with each other and, like, not having money at all.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's annoying, and I, you know, but I guess it's really annoying that people would just post a bunch of annoyed, outraged Facebook statuses rather than, like, just send an email to Facebook, say, I hate these changes.
Yeah.
At least do something productive. Like,
yeah, totally.
You know, it's totally your, I mean, your prerogative as a consumer of this thing to have an opinion on it, but making it hard to your friends who don't have any control over it doesn't make that much sense. You're not being a very good little consumer when you do that.
Indeed.
Yeah. Especially since you obviously have no intention of boycotting Facebook.
Yeah, totally.
Right.
So I guess the moral of today's episode is, like, shut the fuck up, stop whining, fuck shit up, go change shit in your life.
Yes. And on that theme, I would like to just make a brief little plug for a friend of the Cosmopolitan Hour who has fallen on some kind of hard times. Joanna of Yellow Rose Recipes has been having some trouble due to the economic climate, as many people have. You know, she's a small business owner, and, you know, Any business owner in these kind of economic times is going to run into a bit of trouble. So Joanna's had a bit of a hard time recently, and I bet that she'd really appreciate it if anybody who is listening to the Cosmopolitan Hour has a little bit of extra money, if they wanted to go over to her site, Yellow Rose Recipes, and either pick up a copy of her book, which I believe she still has some copies available, which is fantastic. The spice cake recipe alone is worth it. But she also has available two issues of her amazing potluck zine, Potluck Mania, I'm pretty sure is the name, and if I've gotten that wrong, I want to edit that. if anybody's looking for, I think the books or the zines would be great gifts. They're also, you know, Joanna's recipes are rock solid, so head on over there and pick up some of her stuff, because Joanna's a really, really cool lady.
She is.
And, you know, we want to
She's
support...
She's a smartass, and I like it.
Yeah, we want to support our fellow vegan, awesome smartasses when they're going through rough times, because we know how it is to not have very much money, and we want to make sure that...
Oh, do we ever.
None of our friends have to feel that way. Ever. So, yeah, go head on over. I'm so sorry that I did not look this up beforehand. I'm pretty sure it's yellowroserecipes.net. I'm not entirely sure.
Way to go, man.
Just Google it.
You've ruined everything.
Google it.
Google that shit.
Yeah.
Well, I'm burping, so I think that means we should wrap it up.
Okay. Yes. Well, then,
I'm also playing restlessly with my shoe like a toddler.
Yes, okay. Well, then, Erica,
hi, I'm a grown-up.
Erica.
I am a grown-up because I ate squash yesterday, and I liked it.
Dude, squash is the best.
Well, I know that now because I'm a grown-up now, but until yesterday, I was not a grown-up because I did not want to eat squash.
Really? I'm surprised.
I'm still a little squeamish, but, you know, yesterday was pretty... It was solid steps into adult territory.
Okay. Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Take it and run with it.
Well, so... Thank you again for listening
yes.
to the Cosmopolitan Hour. We will be back at you hopefully next week.
Yeah, and send us some shit.
Yeah, send us letters. We'd like to talk about that stuff.
Yeah.
So do it. And
yeah,
keep an eye on our Facebook page and stuff. We'll try and post some of those amazing prisoner art pieces and things like that for your edification.
Totally. Totally going to do that.
Good.
Oh, yeah.